from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Quick one from Theo. 5 tech stories from overnight, ordered by how much they made me sit up. Let's get into it. First, from Wired. Europeans are about to find out how entrenched AI is in their daily lives. Hey, I just read this thing that's got me thinking. The European Union's new AI Act is set to go into effect next year, and it's going to be a big deal for how we think about AI. Right now, the law requires companies to be transparent about when they're using AI to make decisions that affect people's lives. The thing is, most of these AI systems are hidden behind the scenes, so it's hard to know when they're even being used. The EU's new law is going to change that. It's going to require companies to reveal when AI is making decisions, and to give people a way to opt out if they don't want to be affected. This is interesting because it's not just about transparency, it's also about accountability. Right now, when AI makes a mistake, it's often hard to figure out who's responsible. The EU's new law is going to make it clear that companies are on the hook for the decisions their AI systems make. This could be a big deal for industries like healthcare and finance, where AI is already being used to make life or death decisions. The law is also going to require companies to do a lot more testing and evaluation of their AI systems before they're released. This is a big change from the way things are done now, where AI systems are often developed and deployed without much testing at all. The EU's new law is going to make it clear that AI systems need to be safe and reliable before they're released to the public. One thing that's caught my eye is that the EU's new law is going to apply to companies that are based in the EU, but also to companies that are based outside the EU, but sell products or services to people in the EU. This is a big deal because it means that companies all over the world are going to have to start thinking about how they're using AI and how they're going to comply with the new law. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. I think it's going to be a big deal for the way we think about AI and for the way companies develop and deploy AI systems. Next. Second, from Slashdot. How Situational Awareness Hedge Fund Dropped 67% in AI Stock Route. Leopold Aschenbrenner, the 25-year-old founder of hedge fund Situational Awareness, made a name for himself by turning hundreds of millions into tens of billions over 2 years, largely thanks to his bet that AI would dominate global market returns. However, the fund's strategy of borrowing heavily to purchase stocks backfired when AI stocks plummeted, forcing Aschenbrenner to sell off investments at a steep discount to rival Citadel. The fund's use of up to 400% leverage and options to amplify returns made it particularly vulnerable to losses. Critics pointed out that Aschenbrenner had no prior experience running a hedge fund, and his background at FTX, a now-disgraced crypto firm, didn't exactly inspire confidence. The collapse of Situational Awareness has sent shockwaves through Wall Street, with many hedge funds holding similar positions in chip makers and AI-related companies. Some are already feeling the effects, with one top hedge fund manager reporting massive losses on similar investments. While the situation is being closely monitored, most experts don't see it as a systemic issue. Yet. Up next, third, from Emerging AI. How to build a team of AI agents that actually finishes the work. The model race just became a team sport. 3 releases made the direction impossible to miss. GPT-5.6. Sol arrived with an ultra mode that uses subagents for complex work. Kimi K3 brought a 2.8 trillion parameter, natively visual model with a 1 million token context window. And then, fourth, from Alina Pitt 369, the universe will put you in the same situation, again and again. I've been thinking about how the piece flips the usual positive vibes only idea. It points out that the universe isn't handing out rewards or punishments. It's more like a mirror that reflects the energy you put out, often threefold. When you stay stuck in a victim mindset, you keep attracting the same kind of negativity, and the same patterns repeat until you notice them. The author argues that awareness is the lever. Once you see the loop, you can choose a different response. Changing habits, thoughts, and how you engage with a toxic job or relationship can shift the feedback you get. In short, the message is simple. The world isn't out to get you, but it will keep serving you the lessons you're ready to learn. Adjust the inner work, and the outer circumstances start to feel lighter. Next, fifth, from Rich on Tech. Apple's iPhone lease, AI hacking risks, and wildfire satellites. Episode 185, August 1st, 2026. Hey, I wanted to share something with you about Apple's new iPhone lease program. They're partnering with Klarna to let customers lease iPhones, iPads, Macs, and Apple Watches with low monthly payments. What's interesting is that this isn't just a financing option. It's a full-fledged leasing program that lets customers upgrade to new devices every year or two, similar to how people lease cars. The twist is that Apple's not just offering this as a financing option, they're also using it to collect data on how people use their devices, which could help them improve their products and services. One of the key benefits of leasing is that it allows customers to stay up to date with the latest technology without having to pay the full price up front. It's also a way for Apple to get customers locked into their ecosystem, which is a big part of their business model. The leasing program is available in the US and UK, and it's not clear yet whether it'll be rolled out to other countries. I think what's most surprising about this program is how it reflects a shift in the way people think about ownership and technology. We're used to buying and owning our devices, but leasing is a more flexible and sustainable way to access the latest technology. It's also a way for companies like Apple to reduce electronic waste and make their products more accessible to a wider range of customers. The other thing that's worth noting is that this leasing program is just one part of a larger trend towards subscription-based services in the tech industry. We're seeing more and more companies offer subscription-based models for their products and services, and it's changing the way we think about ownership and access. I'm curious to see how this program plays out and whether it'll become a standard way for people to access technology. Up next. Sixth, from Hackaday. Bike trainers as video game controllers. So someone's created a way to use a bike trainer as a video game controller, which is pretty cool. It works by mapping the data from the trainer to a virtual controller that can be used with a gaming console, like a Steam Deck. The bike trainer doesn't have as many inputs as a regular controller, but it's enough to play games like Rocket League or biking titles like the Tour de France series. This is a great way to make exercise more engaging, especially for people who get bored with their trainers. It's also a unique way to control video games, and it's interesting to see how people are experimenting with different types of controllers. The project, called Deck de France, uses a bike trainer to control a virtual character, and it's mounted to the handlebars of the trainer. It's a fun way to mix up your exercise routine and make it more enjoyable. Overall, it's a creative solution that combines exercise and gaming in a new way. And then, seventh, from Slashdot, is Big Tech's AI gamble starting to look riskier? Big tech companies are pouring massive amounts of cash into AI development, but their financial results are showing that the costs are far outpacing the revenue generated by AI sales. For every dollar of cash Google generated in the past 3 months, it spent $1.15 on AI-related expenses, covering the difference by borrowing money and selling more stock. Next year, five leading AI companies are projected to have negative free cash flow, which could be a sign of a financial bubble. The Bank for International Settlements has warned of the risk of economy-wide recessions if the AI boom falters, which could have far-reaching consequences for workers and communities across the U.S. Some experts are questioning whether the AI gamble will pay off, and the pessimists are growing louder. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings. Stay curious. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyofflow.com.